Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good morning. It is time to get up, or in this case, to all rise. The judge renders his verdict. North of the border will tell you what it really means. Then, Tua versus Burrow, with so much at stake tonight. Are the Fish for real? Are the Bengals even better? We're ready for some football as week four begins. And then, wait until you hear which team two members of our crew think is going to lose this weekend. Oh, we're on upside alert, people, as we get up with you, starting right now. It is a Thursday. There's a lot of energy in this room, and it's not just because of the outstanding squad that we have put together today to talk mostly football with you, but there's only one place for it to begin. Ladies and gentlemen, all rise. North of the border, Toronto was the scene last night for the moment everyone had been waiting for. Go ahead and take it. There it is. Making history. Aaron Judge's pursuit of 61 home runs continued. Yankees, Blue Jays, game tied at 3. Seventh inning, Yes Network, Michael Kay at the mic. Let's do it.
And the 3-2. Joe deep to left field. This could be it. See ya. He's done it. Number 61. He's been chasing history, and now he makes it. He and Roger Maris are tied with 61 home runs, the most anybody has ever hit in a single season in American League history.
Just let these pictures sink in. The reactions, the emotions, moments that will live forever as long as the game of baseball is played. Aaron Judge. I'll show you Roger Maris Jr. there to shake hands. Yankees win, but that's not important. Aaron Judge, your thoughts.
Definitely some relief getting to 61. You know, you try not to think about it, but it creeps into your head. When I hit it, I thought I got enough, you know, but it's been a couple games since I did that, you know, so you never really know if it's going to get out or not. So I tried to spin around the bases a little bit, and then once it got over the fence, you know, just relief that, you know, now we're leading the game. And also, you know, like I said, getting a chance to, you know, tie Roger Maris. That's stuff you you dream about. That it's not even real.
And maybe you never dreamt you'd see it. Judge, Maris, top of the list in the American League. Took him 8 days to get there. He got to 61 in 8 fewer games than Maris, who did it in the final game of the Yankees season in 1961, which was an extra game, number 163 for Aaron Judge. Last night was game 155. Here's Robert Stanberry, only the third. Buster, like 61. I mean, for those of us who know and live in these numbers, it is very difficult. You could hear Judge was having a hard time putting it into perspective. How do you do it?
Yeah, Greeny, 61 is the Mount Everest of the sport. And now Roger Maris and Aaron Judge are the only players in American League history who've reached that summit. And forgive me for extending the mountain climbing analogy. You know, the first climbers who summited Mount Everest did so without the use of bottled oxygen, and most notably Sir Edmund Hillary. Subsequently, a lot of climbers have reached the Mount Everest, summited Mount Everest using bottled oxygen. I think the same thing's happened in baseball. You have Roger Maris, you have Aaron Judge, who did it without substances, and then you had players in the steroid era who did it with substances. Greeny, it's a different accomplishment to reach baseball's Mount Everest without substances. That's why I think Aaron Judge's season will go down in history as the greatest of all time for any hitter. What a remarkable achievement.
I completely agree with you, and this is something we have spent a lot of time on my radio show, and you and I, Buster, have talked a lot about. Is there some way that could be recorded in the record books? The bottled oxygen is an analogy I actually like very much. Is there some way that there could be space for both records, aside from the American League mark, which we all understand this is something bigger than that? Is there some way that this could be included in the all-time record book?
Yeah, Rob Manfred, Major League Baseball, could dictate a specific reference to the record set after baseball began testing for PEDs. Because let's face it, a lot of the major numbers were completely obscured by what happened in the 90s, in the early 2000s, with players like Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds. So maybe you have a note in there. After baseball began testing for drugs, Aaron Judge is the home run king with what he accomplished, because the sport has changed so dramatically since baseball put PED testing in. Look, the idea that you're going to wipe out that segment of history, it's impractical. You can't simply say to fans, yeah, those 20 years that you watched and you paid tickets to go see, that didn't actually happen. But you can make a designation in a record book saying this is what the record is after baseball began testing for PEDs.
I actually agree completely, and I say that as one, I don't have a vote, but if I did, I would vote for Bonds and McGwire and Sosa to be in the Hall of Fame, but I think space can be made for this mark. The bottled oxygen, I think, is an excellent way to look at it. Buster, thank you. Off an historic night. Everyone loved it except for one person. Let me show you who that one person is. On the 61st home run, a well-known Blue Jays fan who goes by the name of Frankie Lasagna, he's a restaurant owner in Toronto, had a mitt on it. He had a glove on it. And he wasn't able to haul it in. That is a missed opportunity. Bart.
$2.5 million, Greeny. He must have a little olive oil on that glove, too.
I tell you what, he owns a restaurant in Toronto that parenthetically does not have lasagna on the menu, which I find very curious. But anyway, look at the devastation on the face of Frankie Lasagna as that one slips through his grasp. All right, to the NFL we go. Let's start with some bold predictions. Week 4 kicks off tonight. Bart, give me a prediction.
Greeny, I don't even know how bold this is, but I think the Jacksonville Jaguars has really been flying underneath the radar. I think we should pay attention to what they were able to do to what we thought was going to be one of the best teams in the AFC. Yeah, I know they were hurt, banged up, but then also shutting out the Indianapolis Colts. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars take down the Eagles. That O has got to go, Greeny.
Wow, that's a bold prediction. I think it's bold. Graziano, give me a bold prediction.
I agree with Bart. He had the same prediction I did. I have Doug Peterson winning the Doug Peterson revenge game in Philadelphia. Look, there's nothing wrong with the Eagles, anything they've done this year, but the Jaguars are a team people are going to have to pay attention to, because Trevor Lawrence looks like the number one pick, and no team spent more in free agency, and it looks like the upgrades were good, and no team upgraded at head coach more than the Jaguars.
That's two picks for the Jaguars in Philly week 4. Ninko, give me a bold prediction.
Josh Allen is going to destroy the Ravens secondary. He might throw for 5 touchdowns. He is going to throw for 5 touchdowns. So not only are the Ravens dead last in the secondary and passing defense, they were dead last year. So they're going to go against a Buffalo team that is very, very good. They're going to score a ton of points, and I think Josh Allen is going to light them up.
In the MVP bowl, I like that one. Hey, D. Wood, give me a bold prediction.
Yeah, how about Joe Burrow lighting up this Miami Dolphins secondary? You talk about a get-right game last week against the Jets. You know, when things aren't going bad, sometimes a game that gets you back, you know, gets you back on track, gives you an opportunity to start flexing your muscle a little bit. And when you have Joe Burrow and the array of weapons that the Cincinnati Bengals have at their disposal, I think this will be a prime game in prime time to really show everyone that Joe Burrow and company are back.
That game is tonight in Cincinnati. Week 4 kicks off with a really interesting game between these two AFC teams. And, of course, we know the history. Tua and Burrow played against each other in a legendary college game. But Tua comes in banged up, right? We all thought it was his head. They say it's his back. What is his status for tonight?
It sounds like he's going to be okay to play. I mean, unless he wakes up today and there's something significantly wrong with the back, like they could hold him out. But I don't detect a lot of concern there. He was able to practice on a limited basis this week. They're encouraged by that. I feel like the expectation is that he'll be able to play this game.
All right, we certainly hope that he can, because the Dolphins are 3-0, and if you're going to see him fall, you don't want to see them fall that kind of shorthanded. Having said that, if you were with us yesterday, or if you follow us on social media, you saw they did a good job of posting this. We had what I would describe as a spirited debate yesterday. Kimberly Martin on one side and Chris Canty on the other, debating essentially what Tua has proven to this point. And he came in, there was probably no quarterback in the entire NFL with more pressure to prove it this year than Tua. So through 3 games, what has he proven to you, Bart Scott?
That he could be the answer, or he is the answer for them at quarterback.
He is the answer. Are you willing to say right now, he's the answer long-term in Miami?
Yeah, as long as he doesn't get, you know, ahead of his skis and think that he's some elite quarterback. What he is a very good quarterback with a lot of weapons around him, with a master play caller at the head coach position. But I'm not about to get ahead of myself and say that he's in the same class as Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. He's serviceable, and as long as he keeps his salary low and they can be able to build and keep great weapons around him, he'll be able to flourish. He can't pull a Baker Mayfield and think that he's better than what he is and try and think he's going to get top dollar, because then he's not that type of quarterback.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you were looking for the expression damning with faint praise, I would look up that speech that Bart Scott just gave up. He's okay so long as he doesn't get out ahead of his skis or ask for any money. Do I have any takers on two at this table?
Can we pump the brakes, please?
Are we pumping the brakes?
We overreact every single year. Last year, I think the Panthers were 3-0. I think the Broncos were 3-0. And what did they finish? With a losing record. So can we pump the brakes on the Miami has arrived and Tua is the guy for the next 10 years? We'll find out. We'll find out very soon. But we've only seen 3 weeks. There's been teams that were undefeated through 11 weeks and just fell apart at the end. So maybe they're starting hot. Maybe other teams are slow. But can we just relax?
I hear you. But let me push back on that for just a minute here. Not only the teams that they've beaten. I mean, the circumstances are what they are. Yeah. But they've beaten New England, Buffalo, and Baltimore. That's not nothing. Secondly, if he had played 3 bad games, no one sitting here would be saying, it's only 3 weeks. We'd be talking about the verdict has been. Maybe Graziano would.
I would.
But, yeah. But most of us, including me, would be saying, get him out of there. The verdict has been rendered. We can tell Tua's not the guy, and it's all over there. D. Wood, where are you on Tua right this minute?
I think, listen, he's doing what the quarterback position is supposed to do, yeah. Right? Like, he doesn't turn the ball over. He's making plays when he has to make it. That's the job description of the quarterback.
Yeah.
This team really has been carried mostly by their defense. Their defense has been doing a pretty damn good job. Tua has been complimenting that by not turning the ball over. He's been made, the fourth quarter against the Baltimore Ravens, he played out of his mind. But otherwise, Tua's really been a really high-end game manager. That's what he's done. He's managed the Miami Dolphins. He hasn't made critical mistakes. That's where he's at. I'm not making any proclamations about Tua being in some stratosphere as Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, but he's doing a damn good job of executing what the quarterback's position is supposed to do.
Hey, this is the problem, right? Because I watched the show yesterday, and I'm thinking, why does it have to be the extremes? Like why? I mean, you can be happy and impressed with what the Dolphins have done this year, and still not go as far as like RG3 did earlier in the week, say that the best team in the league. You can be impressed with what Tua has done this year, and still have reservations. For goodness sake, he's already hurt. The biggest issue with Tua Tagovailoa is, can he get through the season healthy?
True.
The answer is already no.
It was his back. That's why he was.
Yeah, what do you need
busy.
That for?
Yeah. Anybody buying the back? That's a whole other question. Yeah, no. Meantime, Chrissy, let's put the picks up there just to give everyone an indication of how much we're buying into the Dolphins. I asked every member of this team to tell me who's going to win.
I didn't know that was the case.
I didn't know all of that.
Oh, man.
Everybody all in?
I mean, Vegas knows something, too, because Vegas has them as the underdog as well. I mean,
look,
you talk about
I know
a short where
Greeny's
week.
Going then.
You talk about the opposite. Defense. Like Miami's defense was on the field for 90 plays.
Right.
4 days ago. Like, that's not nothing. And now they're traveling to Cincinnati. It could be a good game.
Yeah.
For
and don't
say Burrow. You said Burrow.
And by the way, yeah. don't think that I ignored you saying the Jets were a get-right game wearing that green tie.
Yeah,
we're
going to
have a problem with that as we go.
Like,
all right, we're just getting started on this Thursday. We got a lot to go here as we continue. Coming up, legendary quarterbacks going head-to-head. Mahomes, Brady, Bucks have more turnovers than touchdowns so far this season. Is this the week the offense finally gets it right? Plus, Jalen and the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. You heard it before. Two members of our crew think they're going to lose this weekend. Are they right? We're talking about it next. You're watching Get Up on ESPN.
Delicious, meat nutritious, in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
To all the non-believers.
How did that
to all the non-believers.
I can't wait till the day I make it. I can't wait.
We're a good football team. They can't stop a nosebleed.
Congratulations. See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
Here we go. It is that time where Bartholomew Scott will give us three things he can't wait to see in the NFL this weekend, and I can't wait for this first one. We got trash talk between a receiver and a man trying to cover him.
Hey, man, to quote the great Tiny Zeus Lesser, man, get out the car, Craig. This is the rematch. So now you're looking at right now, you got Eli Apple versus Tyreek Hill, the cheetah. Can the cheetah take a bite out of the apple? We're going to see. But I tell you what, all that Twitter beef they had last year after the Bengals sent, you know, Tyreek Hill in Kansas City home, now the cheetah in his macho man Randy Savage glasses called him out. I tell you what, you better put a safety over them because the cheetah is ready to run.
All right, you're going to see what he's able to get done in this matchup. That game is tonight. Meanwhile, we got great quarterback matchups this weekend, including one in Baltimore.
Oh, man, I tell you what, I will pay to see this one. I probably will, man. But I tell you what, you got the, you know, MVP of the past versus the MVP of the present. You talk about Lamar Jackson. I think people are really not paying attention to just what a great season he's having through the air and on the ground. I'm telling you what, the last man that has the ball probably will win this football game. I tell you what, this is going to be exciting in Baltimore. I can't wait to see that one, Greeny.
And if that isn't the best quarterback matchup of the weekend, then the other one might be.
Yes, the GOAT versus the BOAT. The greatest of all time versus the best of all time. You talk about, Patrick Mahomes, you know, before Tampa Bay was the first team that kind of put the blueprint on how to shut down the Kansas City Chiefs when they won in the Super Bowl. This may be the last time we ever see this matchup. I think all football fans, all purists would love to see this game. You know, you talk about the Buccaneers having a tough week, maybe being displaced, but you talk about that defense, and now without the cheetah, they don't have the ability to get fast plays. This should be a matchup, a duel that goes to the end.
Absolutely. It's an incredibly interesting game, and it could be a very important game, and the question is, where will it be played? The Buccaneers have relocated their practice this week to Miami. You're well aware of the circumstances, obviously, moving away from Tampa due to the effects of Hurricane Ian. The Bucs await where they will be playing the Chiefs on Sunday night, and that obviously is a story that goes well beyond football, but the football piece of it is important and interesting. Dan, what do we know about where this game will be played and when they will make that decision?
The league has until tomorrow, they believe, to make the decision on where it'll be played. As of now, it's still scheduled to be played in Tampa on Sunday night. The league has said if they have to move it, it would be to Minneapolis. And they'll know that, I mean, today or tomorrow. The issue, of course, is assessing the damage now, right? I mean, what happened there yesterday is incredibly serious and incredibly upsetting for non-football reasons. So you don't want to have a football game in Tampa that takes resources that are necessary to help elsewhere for real-life stuff. So if that's the case, then they'll move it at this point, they haven't decided, and they need to spend today figuring out how realistic it is.
Yeah, and so first and foremost, we are thinking of all of our friends down there in the Florida and all through that area who have been impacted by this, and we hope that everybody is safe. Having said that, to the football piece of it, your old buddy Tom Brady is really struggling. His offense has more turnovers than touchdowns to this point. Can he get this figured out this week?
Yes, yes. Tom can figure it out. And look, you look at the injuries that he had offensively. The receiving core was down, devastated with injury. So I'm going to leave it up to Tom. I think he's going to – I know what he's doing right now. He's going to have a sense of urgency. He understands that everyone's out of their element right now. They're dealing with this issue that happened down in Florida, so they're not at home. They're practicing on the road. They might be in Minnesota playing a football game, but I know how Tom is going to react to this. He's going to bring everyone together. He's going to have urgency. Like, listen, guys, we got to get this thing back together. We got to do this now. We got to do it fast. Nobody's feeling sorry for us. There's not one team or person feeling sorry for Tom Brady or the Bucs right now. So they're going to have to figure it out and figure it out fast.
And they will get Mike Evans back this week. We know that. He wasn't
That's
hurt.
Huge.
Of course, he was suspended. But then you look at it, there's a couple of different ways to spin this thing. One of them, D. Wood, is for how bad they've looked offensively, they're 2-1, and they were a two-point conversion away from probably being unbeaten at this point. So they're not – they're sort of hanging together. Do you believe this offense ultimately catches up?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think of all the weapons that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have been missing from their offense. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about Mike Evans being suspended. Obviously, he's coming back. Julio Jones out. Chris Godwin out. Those are three critical pieces at the wide receiver position. When these guys ultimately get back, this will look like a totally different offense, and it's gonna scare a lot of defenses when those guys get back. So I'm not worried. They're just holding down the fort until those guys get back.
They have scored one offensive touchdown in each of the three games they've played so far this season. You were talking about the matchup there, and you were looking forward to the boat and the goat. Second consecutive week that the goat gets, you know, someone you could call the boat, if you will. Aaron Rodgers last week and now Mahomes this week. What do you expect from Brady?
I mean, listen, I've been on record about how I feel about the difficulty that Patrick Mahomes is going to face when you talk about him not having Tyreek Hill to be able to set defenses and coverages. One thing that we do know is this Buccaneers defense is amazing. This is like the best that we've probably seen them under the Todd Bowles era. So I think that this is going to be a slugfest. And you know Tom Brady's going to take exactly what defenses give him. He's mastered the art of winning ugly in New England. He knows how to win in different ways. If he has to kill you with death by a thousand paper cuts, he'll check down Charlie you to death. Right, but he's going to make those big plays and be able to make the adjustments. I think because their defense is elite, I think they're going to be able to hold Mahomes down and ultimately make enough plays to win this football game.
You talk to the people down there, Dan. What kinds of things are they saying coming out of there from the Tampa Bay side of all this?
They believe that once they get everybody healthy, that it'll be good. They don't see any drop off in Brady's performance or Brady's abilities. And look, I was there. I'm standing on the sideline watching Brady, who'd done nothing all day, go right down the field on them in the last couple minutes. And the Packers are just like, hold on. You know, like that. They knew what was coming. So he can still do that even with the depleted group of weapons. But I think they believe that once everybody's back, that they'll be a force to be reckoned.
Well, the one name that wasn't on the screen when we put the names of people who are coming back is Rob Gronkowski. And to me, Ninko, that is the guy he misses more than anybody. If he has that guy in the red zone, they win that game last weekend. He needs to get on the phone with Gronk right now. Chrissy, bring us back on camera for a second, real quick. Give me the right now. Give me. I'm calling you. I'm Brady. I'm calling you. You're Gronk. What are you saying?
Yo, what's up? You need me? Oh, sweet. I got a few things, maybe week 8.
Like, he's got to do it. That's the guy. I mean, he's going to get all these other receivers back.
Give him some time. He'll probably come back late in the season.
You get
Gronk. We'll see. I'll have to call him. We'll find out.
That's what he misses, and more than anything, in the red zone. As we continue in a moment, they are the best team in the NFC. Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. But we got him on upset alert not once but twice this morning. We'll tell you why. And then, did you hear Bill Belichick just stiff-arming reporters talking about his quarterback? Are things heading south up north? We're talking about it. Let's get up on ESPN.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We're back on Get Up, your morning wake-up call. John Sterling, WFAN, all rise.
And the payoff. There goes Deep Left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris for the American League single-season record with 61 home runs. It's a two-run Judgian blast. Here comes the judge.
It's an incredible moment. It's the kind of thing you thought you would never see. By the way, he is currently a Triple Crown leader as well. Batting average is the tightest there. He leads Luis Arraez of the Twins by 1/10,000th of a point. So this thing could get interesting as we go down the stretch. Lots still to watch, and of course, 62 will be a monumental feat as well. The Yankees are off today. All right, a big matchup in Philly this weekend. Unbeaten Eagles hosting the 2-1 Jaguars, and we've got the Eagles on upset alert. Not one, but two members of our crew picking Jacksonville in this game while the Eagles seek their first 4-0 start since 2004, and they're doing it behind their third-year quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Our Football Power Index thinks our guys are wrong. They give Philly, our statisticians, give Philly a 65% chance to win. That equates to a 4.5-point favorite. But we had not one but two members of this crew, including this one right here, telling us Jacksonville beats the Eagles. Does that suggest? Well, I got everyone I've had up here this week has told me the Eagles are the best team, at least in the NFC. Do you not believe that?
No, I believe they're the best team in the NFC, but the best team doesn't always win. You talk about the circumstances, Doug Peterson going back to a place where he created the Philly special statue out there, you know, about what he did. But I think we're underestimating the Jaguars and really being hungry and being underestimated going into a place that's hostile, but going there with a chip on your shoulder. And I think, you know, really, we're going to be able to elevate Trevor Lawrence. I mean, how bad of a coach is Urban Meyer, man? This guy looks amazing. Sunshine looks as advertised. This is what we thought we were getting. You talk about elevating him up to the top 10 by the end of the season.
All right, so that's the Jaguars part of it. And obviously, there will be, I think, a lot of room to talk about them because they are clearly way better than they've been in a long time. However, we just had a conversation and a debate here about how we're buying into Tua, buying into Tua, buying into Tua. Well, he and Jalen Hurts are going to be linked forever because of their history at Alabama and everything else. We're not ready to crown Tua yet. Are we ready to crown Jalen Hurts?
He looks damn good. he looks damn good. I think last week did a lot for me personally when it comes to Jalen Hurts, because one thing about Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts, they've always been like one of the best rushing teams in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? The Commanders held them down, from rushing the football. You saw Jalen Hurts literally slice and dice the Commanders to death from the pocket. That's really been the big thing we talk about with Jalen Hurts. Can you win games from the pocket? We know how athletic you are, how athletic, you know, the plays you can make outside the pocket and in the running game. But he did it from within the pocket against the Commanders. That's, to me, that's a big, big point for Jalen Hurts.
And we've had multiple people up here, including Dominique and Dan Orlovsky, make the point this week. That was the book on him. That was what he couldn't do. And he spent the entire offseason working on it, and now he is doing it today.
I've believed for a while that Hurts has what it takes inside of him to continue to pursue the level of greatness that he wants. And we're seeing evidence of it because he's an improving player, right? Like these guys are not sort of what they are when they enter the league and it stays that way forever. I mean, if they are, most of them aren't going to be remembered. But Jalen Hurts, he knows what he has to work on. And then the Eagles, right, a great environment for him. They get him A.J. Brown, who's a wide receiver that can operate in the part of the field that was giving Jalen Hurts the most trouble. Like, it all works together. Great circumstances, a tough player, intelligent, mentally strong, and willing to do what it takes to improve.
So help me understand this.
I love
the Eagles are great. The quarterback is great. They're playing at home. There's no difference in rest or geography or anything else. Yeah. Why is everyone sitting up here telling me they're going to lose this Sunday?
I don't know. They just might not be that smart. So,
So listen, I love the way this team is built. And it goes back to Jason Kelce, the center, when he started talking about the expectations. And, in the preseason, you go through training camp, everyone was high on the Eagles. Mm-hmm. He came out there and said, it doesn't matter. We haven't done anything.
Right.
He said a different word, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
We haven't done anything. We have to go out there and actually prove it. We have to go out there and win football games. And that attitude is infectious, especially when you're the leader. He is a leader on this team. So he puts that in the rest of the team. Like, listen, I've been to a Super Bowl. I've been there and done it. We haven't done anything yet. Nobody's crowning us yet. We got to go out there and win football games. And Hurts, go back all the archives. Go back to what I've said about him from day one. I love the kid. I think he's great. The way he can move in the pocket, his accuracy, and the team believes in him. And now he's got the backing of the coaching staff and the organization, which he might not have had a couple years ago.
We'll see. I mean, you look at the games coming up on that screen. If you guys are wrong and they're right and they knock off Jacksonville this weekend, they could be staring at 9-0, 7-2. I think it would almost be disappointing when you look at the schedule that is on their screen right now. In the meantime, there's a ton of news out there. Graziano, let's go through a bunch of it, starting with Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston, the Bucs, did not practice yesterday in London. He's dealing with a back injury and an ankle injury. I said Bucks. He's with the Saints, obviously. Sorry, I'm going back in time. The Saints are saying that he's going to be fine. They held him out as part of the plan to get him through the week. Obviously concerning that he's this banged up early in the season. But as of now, the expectation is that he will be able to go on Sunday in London. Zach Wilson.
Yes.
That's right, for the Jets, making his season debut this week, coming off that preseason knee injury. The Jets are excited about what he can bring. They're also excited about the opportunity to sort of get him back on his development track and evaluate it. If this season's about anything for the Jets, it's about finding out for sure what they have in this young man, and obviously they haven't been able to do that yet as he has been hurt. And then Mac Jones of the Patriots he had that sprained ankle in the game against Baltimore the other day. Look, he's probably going to miss some time, but when I'm talking to people in New England, I'm hearing, we're waiting to see how some more tests come back. Not necessarily ruling it out yet. We have a plan. If he can't go, we'll go with Hoyer. But as of now, they're still sort of taking it day by day with Mac Jones, as the coach mentioned once or twice.
Day by day would be the operative way of putting this. Yesterday was vintage Bill Belichick, okay? So I want everyone to just enjoy this as we did. Here's Bill, asked about Mac Jones' playing status for this week. Just listen.
Day by day. That's the plan. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts.
What do the medical experts on staff say?
Day by day. We'll evaluate him, Dave. I mean, what difference does it make to me? What do you think I'm going to read the MRI? That's not my job.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, I mean, that's just a virtuoso. That's a
Max.
What do you think? What How should I interpret
that's
that?
That's built to the max. Yeah. That is like maximum Bill Belichick right there. And it's I think it's hilarious. I mean, what is he supposed to do? It would be funny if he brought the MRI and like, look, here, I have no idea what that is. I don't know what this is. That's black and white. I don't know. But again, that's Bill Belichick for you. He's not going to give you anything. Come on. Day by day. It's day by day. Day by day. We're always on to Cincinnati. I've done it. I've been there.
I'm always amazed when the coach says, well, talk to the doctors. You won't give me the doctor. Send your doctor out here. I got a million questions for him. But you're not going to do that. So, yeah.
What movie was that? Was that the Fockers with Ben Stiller was saying day by day, by day, by day?
No one knows.
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know.
No one knows. I have no idea.
Way to leave me out there by myself, Greeny.
I didn't know where you were going with
that. I don't know. You want to email me that one, and we'll talk about it later. Anyway, here's the real question that I have is I can't remember a time, and I know, look, there was on to Cincinnati, and people were sort of shoveling dirt on the Patriots back then, but they had a different quarterback who was day by day at those days, and he's still doing it in another place right now. I don't remember a time where it felt quite like this. D. Wood, you played for the Patriots, you played for Bill, you know. What does this feel like is going on right now in New England?
Bill Belichick, the GM, letting down Bill Belichick, the coach. Mm. And, you know, that's been said before, but if that's really the case right now, because you look at this Patriots roster, nobody scares you on the Patriots roster. No one. And you look at the past drafts, you know, free agency signings, and it's just all out there just like, who is this team? I don't know who this team is. They're a very nondescript team. They're nondescript and not very interesting, to be honest with you. And that's – when was the last time we ever said that about the New England Patriots? I can only imagine what Robert Kraft is thinking, you having 20-plus years of just dominance, and now you're sitting here post-Tom Brady, and you're just like, we're like everyone else out here right now.
Well, there are a couple of ways to look at that. I mean, if Bill Belichick hasn't earned, you know, a little bit of, I don't know, leash, whatever the term would be, then no one ever has, right? I mean, I get that part of it. But Kraft did say during this offseason that he expected this team to get better fast.
Coaching can only do so much, and every organization has had that judgment day, whether it was the Miami Dolphins moving on from, you know, Dan Marino, whether it was the Bills moving on from Jim Kelly. You know, we just know that, you know, coaching can only get you so far. It's about personnel. It's about the players that you have. And right now they're in the midst of a rebuild. And whether they want to admit it or not, they don't know for sure if this quarterback is good enough to be a force multiplier because of the talent within the division. If we're saying Tua has arrived, then you have to deal with Tua because he's a young quarterback. We're talking about Josh Allen as the MVP. Those are the erasers. Those are the plus multipliers that you can have a lesser personnel team and be able to overcome the Joes, right? And it's about the X's and O's. So now he's going to have to take a real big rebuild and say, hey, listen, does Bill Belichick want to move upstairs and focus on being a general manager? Because it may be time to get some new blood, because this is going to be a long, drawn-out process. You guys are not going to get better and be in contending for that division overnight.
What do you think, Nick? I mean, this is your team. It's your guy. Bill, you're very close to Bill.
First of all, you can't turn the ball over. The amount of turnovers that they have, Bill's coming in there and saying, we can't win like this. You can't turn the ball over 8 times and expect to win football games, throw 5 interceptions. So first and foremost, you got to take care of the football. They've moved the ball down the field. If you watch that offense, they can move the football. They just haven't been able to put points on the board, and they turn the football over. So, again, it would help if Mac Jones didn't have more x-rays than wins right now at this point. You know, in 3 games, he's had to go back and get 2 x-rays after a game. That's not good. So you got to take care of the quarterback a little bit better. But I'm not ready to say that Bill isn't able to coach this team up and get them to be where they should be. And the next, you look at the next 6 to 8 weeks, there's a bunch of winnable games, even with Brian Hoyer. If you look at the next 6 games, they can win some. They can win 4 of those football games. That's winnable football. So am I going to put them in the Super Bowl? No, but I'm not going to say that it's time for Bill to go upstairs. That's not what I'm saying.
Graziano, what do you hear? What do you think?
Look, it's not great there right now, right? I mean, like, there's a lot of concern about, you know, how do we get this right? I don't know where the fixes are coming from. Like, they think the second round pick, the receiver Tyquan Thornton, coming off of injury, maybe as soon as week 5, that'll help because he's fast. You know, they're hopeful on Mac Jones, maybe more hopeful than people are on the outside. I don't know exactly. The drafting hasn't been good, right? They haven't. There's not impact players. I feel like You make predictions about these kinds of things, and you're right. Bill Belichick deserves benefit of the doubt. But ultimately, it all comes down to what the billionaire owner wants to do.
Right.
And if he gets fed up...
It's worth saying out loud. Right? We'll come back to this. It's worth saying out loud they made the playoffs last year. Like, it's just worth saying that out loud. They got blown out. I get it. No one thinks they're great. It's just worth saying out loud. They did not win four games last year. They made the playoffs. I'll just say it. We'll move on from there. We'll do more on it as we go. Meantime, we got good games coming up on ESPN Plus this weekend. Don't forget, you can see college football there, including Texas Tech going to Manhattan to take on number 25 K-State at noon Eastern, Syracuse and Wagner. You can get ESPN Plus by going to ESPNplus.com or downloading the ESPN app. Okay, as we roll on here, a quarterback showdown like none other. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson lighting up the league. Which one's the MVP? We'll answer that question right after we see if Graziano can answer this one. Here we go. By winning percentage, which active quarterback has the best career record as an underdog? Answers next. Get up on ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, here we go. The question is this. By winning percentage, which active quarterback has the best career record as an underdog?
It's been difficult because our stage manager, Brandon, is throwing out all kinds of names and none of them are active. So he's confusing the heck out of me as I'm trying to think. Active quarterback who is whose team and he have been consistently underestimated and has still won a lot of games. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Right. That's right. Oh, yeah. I cannot believe it. I can't believe he got that right. That is unreal. Hembo is devastated, stunned, shocked. Graziano, that was a pure guess.
I've never heard him like this.
That is the most pained I've ever seen Hembo. That was a pure guess. I'm standing up here to tell you, Graziano had no idea. Lamar Jackson is next, and that's what Hembo wanted you to guess because we're talking about Lamar Jackson.
It's always the run
in a moment. That is an extraordinary performance. 24-18, Graziano.
Is he okay?
That is a stunning win. That's an upset of Garoppolian proportion or whatever it would be. All right, let's go ahead to these matchups this weekend. Week 4, let's do it. D. Wood, let's talk about Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. Who will have more passing yards when KC plays Tampa? D. Wood, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going with Patrick Mahomes in this game. I know Patrick Mahomes, had a quote-unquote humbling experience last week against desperate Indianapolis Colts team. But I think that Patrick Mahomes, any great quarterback can't hold him down too much longer. I think he's going to have a bounce-back performance even against this great Tampa Bay defense.
Ninko, let's go to tonight's game. Who will have more yards receiving, Ja'Marr Chase or Tyreek Hill?
I'm going to go Tyreek Hill on this one. And you consider the way that they use him. He can come out of the backfield. You can use him in the missile motion. You can throw the sweep, the wide route to him. So, again, I think that the way that they use Tyreek Hill, it's really, really hard, obviously, to stop this guy. He's explosive. He is the best receiver in the NFL.
Bart, who will have more total touchdowns, Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen?
Greeny, I can't even believe you are asking this question. But come on, it is Action Jackson because, listen, he's the passing game and the running game. When they get in the goal line, they look to give Lamar Jackson the option to run or pass. Lamar Jackson's having the best season we've seen in a long time by a quarterback. Listen, we don't talk about his receivers because they are not emerged yet. Every other quarterback in that position has great receivers that we're talking about. He has development receivers. He is the Baltimore Ravens. Pay the man his money.
Yeah, well, of that, there's no question. That was, you know, last month's story. And by the way, this is hot off the presses. Lamar Jackson has been named the AFC's Offensive Player of the Month.
Oh, wow.
This just came in.
That's pretty good,
huh? Jalen Hurts was named the NFC's Offensive Player of the Month, for whatever that's worth. That said, we got the battle of the MVPs in this one. So I asked every member of our crew, if you had to bet right now which one of them will win the MVP this year, not who you would vote for this minute, but which one will be the MVP this year? I asked them, and let's put the picks up there. Let's see where they fell. And we have got, let's see, we've got a lot of Lamar Jacksons. And Ninko, you're riding Josh Allen. Why?
Oh, well, I picked him before the season. I got to stick with it. I can't, you know, go back and forth on this thing. But you look at Josh Allen and what he's been able to do. I mean, his total offensive production is more than 26 other teams, just himself. So I understand Lamar is terrific, and he's been great this month. But I look at Josh Allen, and I'm sticking with him because I picked him before the season. And if I go against it, I will look like an idiot.
Well, not only that, but I could see an argument to be made, and we'll see what winds up happening this Sunday, that as the season goes on, thus far, the Bills look – I know they lost that game this past weekend. Both of these teams lost to Miami, by the way. But if we project the Bills to have a better year, if there's something like 14-3, maybe that factors into all of this. But D Wood, if you had to bet that big house of yours on TV, that we see it all the time, the piano behind you everything else, all that kind of stuff, you're riding on Lamar this season.
I am. I'm riding on Lamar. Lamar is putting up better numbers in his MVP year in 2019. I mean, think about this. You know, I think the difference is, like, Buffalo – I can rely on Buffalo's defense more than I can rely on Baltimore's defense. This is not the Baltimore defense of old. See, that's what, to me, makes Lamar situation even more appealing because Lamar Jackson putting up these type of numbers and willing – basically dragging this Baltimore team, you know, for the whole season – to me, that would give Lamar Jackson the edge in the MVP conversation.
Listen, 12 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Listen, Lamar Jackson is like the Ohtani of football, right? Because he does stuff that you don't expect. He's going to rush for well over 1,000 yards, and he's probably going to throw for 4,000. Where do we see that at? The only person that can maybe come close is Jalen Hurts, because he's a dual-threat quarterback as well. Lamar Jackson's more responsible. You talk about Jalen Hurts, you talk about, you know, you talk about Josh Allen. He has Diggs. He has Gabe Davis. Listen, Lamar Jackson is doing it with a lot of supporting cast, like a lot of, you know, D-list actors right now. No shot on Bateman, but he doesn't have his Diggs. He doesn't have his A.J. Brown or Devonta Smith. He's doing it with Mark Andrews and himself. His $100 million left tackle hasn't played since he got the check.
So you just called them a bunch of D-list actors and then said no shade on Rashad Bateman. I'm just trying to put those two
sentences together. Well, he's a baby. He's a baby. He's only in his second year.
We'll see. Dan Graziano, you said before the season, you were sitting right there, that if Lamar Jackson stayed healthy, it wouldn't even be close.
Yeah, I think it'd be obvious. If it gets to everything Bart just said is true, like he just operates at a different level. Right, as good a runner as Josh Allen is, he's probably not going to rush for 1,000 yards. And Lamar Jackson, if he stays healthy, probably is. Look, I don't break down film, but I can tell you how sports writers think, and that's who votes on these awards. Lamar Jackson, by the end of the year, should be obvious choice.
That said, they play this Sunday in Baltimore. If not for giving up the most ridiculous fourth quarter against Miami we've ever seen, we'd be having a different conversation about the Ravens right now. Who do you like in this game?
I like Buffalo. You look at the Ravens secondary, they are awful. They are terrible. They are the worst in the NFL right now, and they were the worst in the NFL last year. So I think Buffalo is going to be able to move the ball down the field at will. The Patriots look like they could hit home runs every time they threw the football. So again, the Bills are a much better team than the Patriots. They're going to be able to move the football. I'm going with
Let
the
me
Bills.
Get a quick thought on that, because we always we associate the Ravens with great defense. Yeah. And some images are tough to get out of your head. Do we have to get that out of our head? Is this last year they were all beat up, and I think we made excuses. Are they just not that good?
Well, I think the personnel is there, right? They got 3 Pro Bowlers, and they got the top 10 safety that they drafted. I think they just have to make some adjustments schematically and realize that they can't go man-to-man on everybody. They have to play some zone.
Otherwise, Josh Allen, the prediction was made here earlier that he's going to throw 5 touchdowns this week against Baltimore. Meanwhile, Saturday night, we got a huge one in college football. This is as good an ACC game as we're going to get all year. Clemson and NC State with everything on the line in Death Valley. Chris and Kirk have the call, 7:30 Eastern on ABC. And don't miss, Pat McAfee will have the ESPN2 telecast. He's going to join us live in our next hour. Meanwhile, coming up, it's on to Cincinnati for Tua and the undefeated Dolphins. Could they be in trouble tonight? We're talking about it next. Plus, how badly does Aaron Rodgers miss Devontae Adams, or does Adams miss him more? I just mentioned it. McAfee is going to break it all down. That's his guy. McAfee live in our next hour. Get up on ESPN.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.